Once upon a time, in a land of enchantment and danger, there lived three gallant princes, each set on a journey, accompanied by a loyal beast, a cunning fox, a fierce wolf, and a noble lion. Before their quest began, the youngest of their siblings, their stepsister, was left in the care of the eldest prince. Each prince took a separate road, determined to seek their fortune. On this journey, the eldest prince and his stepsister stumbled upon a grand yet menacing castle occupied by fearsome robbers. With stealth and ferocity, the prince's beasts attacked, vanquishing the thieves, dragging their bodies to the cellar. Yet, unknown to them, one robber feigned death, igniting a future treachery. The prince and his stepsister made the castle their sheltered haven. Before setting off to hunt at dawn, he left his trusted command not to explore the cellar, a caution his stepsister failed to heed. She discovered the remnants of danger. The wounded robber who entranced her with fervid promises of riches and love if she nursed him back to health. Deceived by his charm, she concocted potions, even testing her brother's wary strength, binding his hands. Twice he shrugged off the bonds, but the third attempt shackled him fast. The resurrected robber seized his chance, galloping forth to slay the prince. As a last wish, the prince blew three horn blasts, summoning his beast's unfaltering defense. The fox freed him, while the lion eradicated the assassin. Angered and hurt by betrayal, he punished his stepsister by chaining her, leaving her to fill a bowl with tears, a penance for her disloyalty. With his trusted beasts, he left on another leg of his journey. Arriving in a town cloaked in sorrow, for a nine-headed dragon demanded the king's daughter as sacrifice, the prince vowed courageously to rescue her. With strategy unmatched, the fox's cunning blinded the beast with salt water. The lion and bear launched their attack. The prince slayed the creature with a decisive strike. Grateful, the princess entrusted him with a ring and half a handkerchief. On their return, betrayal loomed again, as a coachman and footman fatally ambushed the prince, claiming his valor as their own. Yet his beasts remained staunch, executing a plan. A crow surmounted arduous quests to magical wells granting healing and strength that revived their master. Announcing his survival and revealing the princess's tokens, the plotters were unmasked, imprisoning the villains. A wedding filled with joined hearts and shared dominion followed. Yet his tale of bravery lingered not, for in the woods, the prince fell to the trickery of a witch, stoned by supernatural embrace, as the youngest prince raced against fate to fix what was undone. Mistaken for his elder, he searched desperately until the keen eye of a suspecting hero, the second prince, noticed the malignant ploy with suspicion. With wit surpassing them all, he reversed a curse, restoring life from gleaming stones to flesh. Rekindling brotherly ties and bestowing courage, together they returned, hearts full. The eldest prince rejoined his beloved, and with cheerful kinship, they charted the future, living happily ever after.